the new moon. And so Ramadan begins tomorrow, and everybody shall begin their month of fasting from dawn until sunset or dusk. I'm not quite sure about that one. I know that it's not from sunrise, it's from the first light, but I'm not sure if you have to wait for everything to go dark. I think it's for the sunset call to prayer is the time you can break your fast. And it sounds like they do it in style over here. There's lots of these iftar buffets and iftar tents where people go and have huge meals after they're fasting for a day. I was kind of thinking that maybe I'm going to give fasting a try. Although I'm not sure how my colleagues will feel about that once they realise what happens when my sugar level drops. Although I suppose if I'm not allowed to drink any water, I might just sort of slump into a faint in the corner and then I'll be quiet and I won't bother anybody. So maybe not such a bad idea after all. But yeah, so Ramadan is supposed to be a time of reflection. And I've been doing a lot of thinking the last 36 hours. Ever since I read the letter, the text that a woman read out in court after finding that the chap that had sexually assaulted her, a promising young swimmer, as we're repeatedly told, had only actually been sentenced to 6 months in prison, despite being found guilty of 3 charges, including sexual assault while a person, namely her, was unconscious. I've been trying. I've been trying to get my head around all of this, and her words are incredibly powerful. And I would urge every one of you to go and find them and read them. I mean, I'm still in my mind. I'm still thinking about it. It's still churning in my mind. And I thought I'd write it down. And I tried to start writing all my thoughts about this thing, and I couldn't. I felt sorrow and sadness that this woman had to go through such a terrible ordeal. And he didn't even admit that he'd done it. She was dragged through the courts and questioned as though it was her fault. And horrible. You know, I'd gone through shock and total disbelief. Total disbelief at some of the things that have happened, and I it really got to me. I was posting yesterday because I wanted so many people, I just want everyone to read it. You know, it's a tough read, but imagine how much tougher it would be to have had to write that and then stand up in front of other people. And you know, it's quite graphic, the detail that she goes into and how it made her feel. And you know, at one point she mentions just wanting to, you know, get out of her own skin and just sort of leave her body behind. I mean, imagine feeling that. I mean, it's heartbreaking. It's terrible. It made me so angry that somebody could make you feel like that. And I was thinking just the other week, there I was sad that my home had been broken into. My safe place had been broken into, and how I felt violated by that. And that's not even me. That's not even me. That's just bricks and mortar. And to have that happen and then be made to feel that that was your fault and have to go through the court and have people questioning you on the stand and then have yourself questioning who you really are. And she must have had so, I mean, it's such an eloquent, brave, strong, powerful piece of writing. And she ends it with this paragraph that's just, it's amazing. It's amazing, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, not, it's not uplifting, it's, but it's inspiring. And I was inspired by her. I am with you. I am with you, she says. And, you know, She appreciates that her effort won't change the world necessarily, but she had to stand up and try and change one little thing. And I want to say, I am with you. I'm with her. Because it's important. That's why I'm trying to get as many people to read it as possible, as harrowing a read as it is, as tough as it is, as upsetting and angering and shocking, horrible as it is. Everyone should read it. And this guy, and he still thinks the only thing he has to apologize for or that it's a bad thing is drinking too much. And as she points out, drinking too much is not a crime. Well, in most places in the world. Sexual assault is. That's kind of a... I mean, they're not even, you know... Oh, I had a bit to drink, so I sexually assaulted. No! 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 And it made me cross. And, yeah. It was just... It's just been hovering in my mind. Yeah. And then I kind of... miss having my close friends to just talk about this with, you know? To share my disbelief, to share my anger, and to, you know, and to feel, you know, to be with them, to share in this moment of this is such a terrible injustice. The judge said it might... Oh, no, the sentencing was shorter... I think even in the minimum, no. Yeah, I'll need to read it again. But they didn't give a longer sentence because he was this promising swimmer and they were concerned it would have a severe impact on his life. On his life. What? What? Because you don't think it had a severe impact on her life? Or what? Because she wasn't a swimmer? Her life isn't as... What the hell? What stupid, crazy world do we live in? I mean... Oh. And I wanted to write and I couldn't find the words. Because as I was trying to describe it, I didn't... Because she's nameless, obviously, because it's a... You know, that's your right to privacy if you've been a victim of sexual assault. Rape. And, but I didn't want to call her the victim. I mean, she is. She's the victim of a most horrendous ordeal and a horrible crime. But that shouldn't define her. And that doesn't define her. And from this letter, you see this strength and this determination and this, you know, I will not be beaten and I am going to use this and I am going to help other people. I am with you. Wow. She is so much more than just a victim. And I wish there was some way I could say, hey, you know what? You're a victim of this crime, but you are amazing and inspirational and brave and brilliant. I wish I could say that. I mean, wow. Yeah. But I can't because I couldn't find the words properly. So I'm saying it here. It's been on my mind. And then and then something else has been on my mind. I'm new in this place here, right? I'm new in Doha. I'm trying to make friends. I like company. I like meeting new people. I like having a chat and putting the world to rights and debating or... chatting or sharing or storytelling, play, whatever. And I met someone with a shared interest. And we met again. you know, I'm just new in town, just meeting some people, trying to make some friends. Do you think it's all right for them to then tell you how much they enjoy sex? And for them to then tell you that they get horny, really horny sometimes? Because that's what this guy said to me. And I was kind of like, gosh, isn't the weather nice? Quickly change the subject, be British, pretend nothing happened, stiff upper lip. And then after that, I'm like, what, why? And now I'm beating up myself because I didn't call him out on it. Like, I didn't want to be like, oh, overreacting and da da da. No, come on, man, this stuff has got to change. And then I kind of feel like, oh, you know, did I lead him on? Did I? No, I am just a person in a new country trying to meet people. That's it. That is it. You know, he's old enough to be my dad. Yes. But it's not too late, and I am going to call him out on it. Over the safety of email. But it made me feel so uncomfortable. This place is such... It's like extremes. From one extreme to the other, you know. It's all like, cover your shoulders and cover your knees and, you know, dress conservatively and respectfully, etc. Cool. Fine. And then people are like, think it's okay to say something like that to you? I mean, what? We used to joke at university about showing a bit of ankle. I can't remember why that was some weird in-joke, but I wasn't even showing a bit of ankle. I purposely put on a really long skirt and a rubbishy T-shirt. Is it just me? I mean, am I being oversensitive? I don't know. Like, I have no idea what conversation we were having that even got to a point that he would say that. I have no idea. Because I was certainly not taking a conversation that way. At all. It's creepy. And I don't like it, because then you feel like you can't trust people. Because then you're like, well, hang on. Why are people talking to me? Are they talking to me because they're like, oh, hey, let's make friends. It's a new place. It's a strange place. Let's all make friends. And, you know, you like this. We have a shared interest. Oh, you like photography. Oh, I like photography. What camera have you? You know, just being friendly, because it's nice to be nice. Or is there something else? I don't want to have to doubt every single person that I speak to, of the male variety. I don't want to have to be thinking, oh, are they talking to me because they think I'm interesting or because they want to get in my pants? I don't want to think that. But then, like, you know, and I walk home and because, I don't know, maybe because it's the start of Ramadan and people are excited, there are all these guys in their cars, revving their cars, like showing, oh, look at me in my car. I'm like, oh my goodness, stop it. Cut it out. It's not impressive. It's not cool. Like, seriously, what is it you're lacking that you have to rev your engine to make you feel like you've got something? Seriously, just go away. And just cross. Having a rant is making me feel better. So thank you for listening. I kind of hope you're not listening. Because I'm just rambling and ranting and being cross. I don't know. It's all... I don't like this stuff. I can't imagine a situation where I would just... Ugh.
It's like being at a conference. I've been at conferences. One of the worst was a cardiology conference in America. There were so few female cardiologists at the time. And I had to do a survey. I had to get some information. I had a questionnaire, which meant obviously I had to talk to people to get them to do my questionnaire, which then meant, oh, she's talking to me. She must want to sleep with me. Well, apparently, that seemed to be what they were thinking from some of the comments and things that happened. I mean, like, seriously, guys, just grow up. All of you. And if that all wasn't enough to make me cross, I then saw on Twitter something apparently from the father of this swimming rapist, whatever, saying that, oh, I don't think he should be sentenced. I don't think he should go to jail because, you know, it seems a bit much for 20 minutes of action. Whoa! 20 minutes of action? Sorry! You were inserting a foreign object into an unconscious woman behind a dumpster. 20 minutes of action. Just, there are not enough words. There are not enough sweary words. Even Malcolm Tucker from the thick of it wouldn't have enough sweary words for how irate that makes me. I'm so speechless. Except I'm not because I'm ranting, but I just... What? Like, what year is this? Who are these people? Can nobody just show some flipping respect? See, I didn't swear there. Ramadan, trying to be good. Yeah. By the way, I'm not religious, but I just thought it'd be an interesting experiment. Let's see how... it's probably going to be more difficult for me to fast on the basis that I don't have to or don't feel I have any... thing to prove to my God, a God, any God, whatever. I don't have that. So, yeah, that'll be weird. Yeah. Oh, well. It'll be an interesting experiment. I like a project. I'll give it a go. Perhaps I'll record one of these when I'm going totally delirious, having not eaten or drunk for however long it's supposed to be. Oh, yeah, and I like my sleep too much, so I have a feeling I'm unlikely to get up at 3 a.m. to eat more. Which means I should probably have some better dinner now. But yeah, okay. I really should stop doing ranty ones of these and do, like, good, yay, Doha, woo, or whatever ones. But at the moment, I'm just like, seriously, men, grow up. You don't need to rev your engines. You don't need to rape people. You shouldn't rape people. Rape is bad. Yeah. There's your take-home message. Last time it was take-home message, don't be a burglar. This time, simple message, don't be a rapist. I mean, I don't, like, it is literally that simple. I, yeah.